Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Sam Briggs, and Sam is Director of Communications for Widefield School District 3. Sam, welcome to the Business Connection studio.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's a treat to have you here. You are a professional communicator.
That is right. I started my professional communication career, in TV news broadcasting right here at KRDO, actually.
You did?
I did. So I was an anchor and reporter for 5.5 years here at KRDO. Prior to that, I did a couple years in Grand Junction on the Western Slope. And after having a daughter in 2013, I wanted to continue telling those really good stories, but I needed to do it and have those holidays off. I kind of entered the world of public relations and got on board with Widefield School District 3. And I'm in my 7th year now, and I love every minute of it.
Yeah, and you are serious about your public relations career. You're a board member of what is called the Public Relations Society of America.
Yes, I served as a secretary last year, and I'm very active in that organization now. And so much so that I am seeking out my accreditation in public relations. It's called an APR. For those listening, it's kind of like an accountant getting their CPA. I guess is the similarity,
sort of,
right?
A master's degree of talking for a living.
Right, talking for a living. So I'm kind of starting that process now and hoping by the end of 2020 to obtain that APR.
It's a tough road.
Yes.
But you come out the other end of the process having honed those gifts that you already bring, which is a wonderful thing. And that's what makes you so effective in the work that you do for Widefield School District 3. So we want to talk about some kind of cool things that are happening in the district. And right at the top of the list is the fact that we are in an open enrollment window.
That is correct. We are doing open enrollment until February 28th. That's kind of the deadline. What open enrollment means is you can come into our school district if you live outside in a different school district. We have a school of choice here in Colorado, so parents can go kind of anywhere they want, take their children across town if they'd like to. If they work in a certain area of town, they can bring their kids. And so this is the time to kind of start looking at our schools, looking at our programs, seeing what fits your child, and getting in, we call them boundary waivers. And the same goes for those students who are in district. If you're already going to your neighborhood school, but maybe another school in our district suits your needs better, you fill out those boundary waivers and get those turned in.
And how many schools are there in the district?
We have 17 schools. We have one charter school, and we also have an online program. So if online education is suited more for you, we also have that as well.
And the area that you serve?
We serve Southeast Colorado Springs. So we are just south of Harrison School District 2 and kind of right next to Fountain Fort Carson School District 8 in this little pocket community there. Mm-hmm. And we serve about 9,800 students.
Open enrollment means that if I live in Briargate and I can bring my child to school every day and pick them up, because obviously there's not the bus service that does that, then that means if there's an opening and my child is qualified, I can bring my child to your school district.
That is correct. Yes, if you can bring your child there, the transportation, as you mentioned, is going to be on the parents if it's not in your neighborhood school district. Then yes, you can bring your child there. You put in that boundary waiver, the principal starts crunching the numbers and seeing where they have room, and you can definitely do that.
And that's what's so important about this. Every school district is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Every school district is built to serve a certain constituency, mm-hmm. but they always have something special that stands out about them that might bring a parent enough interest to bring their child to that particular school. Maybe there's something about that school, the mm-hmm. curriculum there, a particular teacher. It doesn't take much sometimes to spark a child's imagination, but sometimes it takes a little hunting around. So let's talk about student opportunities in Widefield District 3.
So we have a lot of opportunities. I think one of the biggest unique things I guess we offer is we have music K through 12. A lot of music programs got cut back in 2008, and some schools only have it at certain grade levels. We have it kindergarten through 12th grade. We also have orchestra in junior high and high school. And for music parents out there, orchestra is one of those programs that's starting to fade in some school districts because of funding. We're very proud to have that. We have award-winning music programs. So our marching band goes out there and wins awards, and our jazz bands and our orchestras. And so we're pretty proud of that. new this year we started, which we're very excited. I believe we're the only high school in Colorado to do this, is a music production pathway. So it's the engineering of music, the behind the scenes and the mixing of music that we are offering students. So students just finished their first semester of getting into that. And I think we're inviting KRDO out on Thursday to check it out and learn more about that program. So that's pretty unique to us.
That is super exciting because did you mention neural pathways that get open when you put your child in a music program?
Yes.
It is a language unto itself. Mm-hmm. There's some universality to it.
It really is
mind expanding in its way.
It is.
And not to say that all of those things happened for me and my family.
Right.
We grew up in an industrial town on the East Coast, but one of us was clarinet, one of us was drums, one of us was trumpet, and one of us played the flute.
That's awesome. So I've always wanted to play the drums and never got to.
But I was the kid in the family that liked to tinker. And I'm kind of wishing now that there was a program like audio engineering here, or where I was at the time.
Right.
And even though, you know, we're talking about mechanical relays and tape and scotch tape to splice those things together, you know, there were not cassettes back in those days.
Everything was
reel to reel.
Yes.
Now it's all digital.
Yes.
And that makes the magic even more fun because the possibilities are just endless.
And the students are already online and they're in that digital world.
Yeah.
And so this just is letting them kind of take control and show us old folks, you know, hey, this is what we can do with that. And for students who aren't musical, I mean, we have robotics, coding, the STEM is obviously huge.
Mm-hmm.
We have all of those programs in our district. Cybersecurity, we have at the high school level, teaching those skills to fulfill the workforce.
Give me the name of the school where that program is.
Mesa Ridge High School.
Thank you.
And Whitefield High School both have some cybersecurity clubs you'll have to look
into. Which is huge because the workforce is starving for people with cybersecurity credentials.
Yes.
And when your child gets in there young enough, they're able to stay in the flow. The living is quite good.
Yes. Yeah. And along those lines, we, I don't know if you've heard of the Manufacturing Industry Learning Lab. It is a training center that we opened with Peyton School District and partnered. And we have a manufacturing and a construction program. And we just started in this month, January, a welding program. So now students can go there, earn those industry certifications, and be able to get a job right out of high school, a good paying job right out of high school.
Colorado Advanced Manufacturing Association is involved.
Yes, very much so.
And here's what's interesting about KAMA. They represent the manufacturing industry, and they really are working hard to change its image.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are not kids going to places where there is green lead paint, broken windows, and stamping out Volkswagen fenders in greasy clothes. That's not manufacturing anymore.
Nope, not at all. It's computerized. And so they're learning on CAD, which AutoCAD they learn in the high schools. And now they'll be able to take those skills into a setting that's more what they're going to see when they get into the workforce. And it's plugging that into those machines and then having those machines spit out the cabinetry that they're going to make. And then they put those cabinets together, and it is a whole production, and it's incredible to see. We're seeing all three of these programs come together through the Careers in Construction program, where our students are building a house right now. They're building a 1,200 square foot modular home, and every single one of those students are having a hands-on from making the house, putting the cabinets in the house, painting those cabinets, welding everything together to make sure they have this house. So it's neat.
You are touching on something that is so exciting. Because the idea that you have to go to college to make a good living is not quite the truth anymore. You can choose that path.
Correct.
Unfortunately, sometimes you come out the other end with a lot of debt and a degree that may or may not serve you.
Yes.
Or you can choose the trades or something like advanced manufacturing, which is clean. It's a clean industry. You can become a welder, an electrician, a plumber, as somebody who works in the HVAC field. Those technical trades are skilled trades, and you go through a long apprenticeship, you are well trained, but you leave with the ability to hire on to a company at a substantial living, and you have almost no debt.
Exactly.
And that is key.
Yeah. It's a pathway we needed to create alongside our engineering pathways and our biomedical sciences and those students who are going to go on to secondary education. Of course, we're still promoting college, but there's got to be other pathways as well for students to go down.
In many of these cases, an associate's degree is involved, and that comes right out of the school system
Correct.
At no additional cost to the parents.
Right.
Now your child goes out very, very well paired, prepared. They're learning the soft skills, which is what CAMA likes. They like folks who can communicate, and you're teaching all of those things. It's very well-rounded. These opportunities are astounded. I can see why an open enrollment period will be so valuable for the parents who are listening right now. Few seconds we got left, contact information.
WSD3.org is our website. You can find information about all of our schools. We're also always hiring. So if you're looking for a job and like to get in with a great school district, why fills your place, WSD3.org.
You are so wonderful. Sam Briggs, Director of Communications for Widefield School District 3, former anchor and reporter here at KRDO. How's it feel to be back home?
It feels good. It looks completely different. You guys did a great job with the building.
It's very, very different. Thank you for spending a few minutes
with us here on
KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ed Robertson. KRDO's Business Connection airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio.